Blog Talk Radio.
You this morning. I come to motivate and stimulate you on this Sunday morning to tell you all is well. Thank you, you and you. I got Sister Mary Hawkins all the way from Detroit. She's going to read the 23rd number from "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." I want you to stay focused this morning, and I want you to read the scriptures that God will give me to give you this Sunday morning with the bishop. And I want to share some things with each one of you that's on the air personally. But, you know, you have to obey the prophet. I want to know, I did the revival, and I asked for you to get certain items to put on the altar, and I asked for you to do certain things. And if you obey what God has gave me, what I gave you, it would be a blessing for you, and it will erase some things that have been bothering you, and it will open up a door for you. So as you get ready for God to create a climate of healing and success and information, I want to motivate you tonight. I want to stimulate you. I want to let you know that God's going to bring some things to you that you need to know. I'm going to bring some things to you that God needs to bless you and your family with. I want to thank Mary Hawkins in Detroit. She's been reading the Bible scripture for us, and she's been doing a good job reading the Bible scripture for us out of the chaos to that level where we need to go. And she's been doing a good job on doing that, and I want to thank her for doing that. And sometimes, you have to get ready. We're getting ready for the vote, and you got politicians lying and saying what they're doing, what they're doing. And we're going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on, that what they ain't doing, what they're supposed to be doing, they ain't doing none of it, okay? Things that we're running into that they're not doing what they're supposed to do. So the lack of that is the drug is high in the community. Food is high. Everything is high, but we've got to work it out. And the way we work it out is by staying focused and keep our mind stayed on the Almighty. And stay focused that God will work it out. There's no need in you going crazy. Because I was telling a lady, to read 14th chapter of St. John. She was worried so much of death in her family. And we're praying for several of us, Vera, her uncle, down in North Carolina. We're praying for all these families. There's so much of violence, the young folks killing and shooting. Why that's happening? We're going to talk about that. That's happening. And we're going to tell you what you need to be doing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Once you understand what you're supposed to be doing, you understand how to break down and do something the next level. So that's very important for you to understand what God wants you to do and what will open up for you. It's some things that will open up for you, and there's some things that will work for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So when it works for you, God will open up the door for you. And you'll open up the door, and that door going to break down for you. And that, as that door open up, is something new going to be working for you. So you get ready and receive the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want you to get ready to get your Bible together. And as we come on, talking to Sister Ann earlier, I was talking to Sister Sherry earlier, and I was talking to him about some of the things that are happening in the world. God is still able. We're going to have Sister Hawkins to read the 23rd number of Psalms right now. We're going to read the 23rd number of Psalms for you. Sister Hawkins, God bless you this morning. You can read the 23rd number of Psalms to us.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Hawkins. And I want to tell you, just keep on reading and keep lifting the name of the Almighty up. Things good will always be in your favor. Well, as the forces might not want to be in your favor, but it is. Tonight, but this evening, what I want to talk about this morning, that God is still opening up doors, and God is still sending his prophets to give you warning. You know, Mary, I prophesied the storm in Florida. Remember that? And I also prophesied about the hurricane that was coming to Florida and also to Louisiana and also to Texas. And we're not over with the hurricane yet. They're still out there. And I talked about generational curses. Now, when I said generational cursing, I'm telling you what's going on with that generational curse, because that generation that generation curse is something that's going on, see? And that generation curse, see, that's generational curses. And that generation curses go on and it make things happen to people. And when that generation curse will come, people saying, well, why is it generation of curses? Because things that happened in other generations. See, when Enoch went up to with the angels, they said, this is not this for another generation. This is a generation that we're going through, and the generation that we have, the thing that's going on, that's the generation that we got going on with us. So this thing happened in another generation. So we got generation curses, and the generation cursing is keeping up where we at. So you got to understand, if we are the generation of curse, this generation we got now is under a lot of pressure. The mass murder, the killing that's going on. See, when you look at that and you say, well, what happened? When Dr. King and Malcolm all them, they was trying to bring us out of slavery. And the generation that put us in slavery, they got rich, but we stayed poor. They said, pull up by your bootstrap. If you ain't got no boots, you can't pull up by the boots. So Marcus Garvey, Malcolm, and the other, Harry Truman, all the civil rights workers was working in order to just get freedom. Now, as we free, we find out we got a problem. The problem is that no food, no jobs. And the problem is racism is still real. And racism is very deep in the moral of America. Dr. King talked about it, Malcolm, and every leader that came on the scene talked about racism. Your color have always been a problem, and that's the problem today with the lack of jobs, lack of business. But right now we're going to another level, and that level is what do we go from here? Now I want to say this. In the Bible, when we was in the Bible, we was talking about what happened in the Word of God. In Genesis, God created the heaven and the earth, and he seen that was good. And now, right now, in 2022, we're going into a pagan holiday, which is Halloween, and everybody understands they buying that. I was at the store, I seen more Halloween stuff than Christmas stuff. And it's just about economics, big business economics. And some of the problem is that right now we got gas is at $5 a gallon, $8 a gallon, sometimes $9 a gallon in different locations in America. This is greed. Now, you got the pharmaceutical companies. They sell the pills. I mean, you can buy pills. And, you know, all the big-time business people are getting rich. When you talk about the Walmart, talk about all the other major corporations, the oil companies, the pharmaceutical companies, they're getting rich. But people at the working level is poor. They can't buy gas to go to work. They can't even buy the pills they need for their health. So it's got to be a change, and the change is coming through the power of God. Now, I want to paraphrase this, what happened. See, when when Moses was in Egypt, and then they found out what he was, so they had to put him out of Egypt. But the same thing was happening in Egypt. People worked, generations had worked, didn't get nothing. They died, generations. So they had sent Moses out of Egypt into the mountains, into the desert, to die. But God kept him like he's keeping you and me. So what God did when he got to Mount Sinai, he seen the burning bush. And the burning bush excited him. He wanted to know why this bush burned, but it don't burn up. It just burns. Some of you, your parents built your home. Your parents made it better for you. But right now, the high light bill, the high gas bill, the food bill, everybody making money but the little bitty man at the bottom of the economic ladder. And now they're talking about come and vote for me for what? We had a takeover of this country. We had a takeover. And I'm talking about treason. And we still don't believe it was treason in this country. And right now we're under drug addiction. You got young folks on pills dying. You got policemen dying, judges dying, preachers dying because they're on drugs. And them drugs carrying them to homosexuality. They're carrying them to rape, robbing, and killing and violence to try to keep up with what I need to buy the jacket of the cars. Materialistic things have come all of the day. Who got the biggest car? Who got the biggest house? Who's going to do something to feed the hungry people over in Kenya, South Africa? People starve. Little babies can't get milk or water. And America is the richest country in the world. So you got to take notice of what's going on around the world. You take notice that God has put you in a place for you to speak out. And you have to speak out. When Moses got to the burning bush, he walked up. Now, I want you to listen very carefully this morning. Sometimes God puts you through something to carry you to another level. And you got to be able to listen to what God is saying to you about your finance, what God is saying to you about your lifespan. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And you got to understand, you got to love somebody, and you got to love them unconditional. And even if they do evil, you have to pray. And the ancestors would take care of them, I say. So it's something going on in America that we have to go back and understand the story, the life of Moses, the life of Abraham, Jacob, the life of Jeremiah, the life of Enoch, because it come into play. They told Enoch, this is for another generation. This is the rebellious generation, the generation that don't listen to their mother and their daddy. They think they can do it all. This is a generation that has already turned their back from the Almighty God. So the wages of sin is death. And gift of God is telling that the same generation of giants, you know, or angels, was 200 angels that defied God and laid down and had sex with humans. And out of that relationship came giants. Out of the giants' relationship with humans came wicked people. But the angel was cursed because they disobeyed God. Now, they call them children of the heaven, the angels. But they disobeyed God. Now, what I'm telling you, when Moses went to Mount Sinai, and he walked up and seen the burning bush, he looked at it. When he walked in the area of it, God said, take your shoes off because you stand on holy and righteous ground. What that means? That when God give you a vision, a dream, it's for a reason. When God tell you to another level, it's for a reason. When God tells you something and you investigate it, you know, right now, everybody, you say something, I'm going to Google it. You can't Google what God tells you. Google can't get what God tells you, personal man. You can't Google what God's saying to you, woman. That's a direct relationship with you and God. Moses took his shoes off because the ground he was standing on was holy ground. And God had use for him. God had information for him. And God wanted him to move to the next level. Now, when God do that, God was telling him, I got a job for you. Now, if you don't pay attention, what this morning I want to say to you, you and you, what is your assignment with God? What God have assigned you? Now, I'm gonna tell you, he assigned the widow woman to get a prophet, a hook cake. He assigned the Hebrew boys to pray, to go to the fire furnace. He did that. So what is your assignment this morning, what God want you to do, and where God wants you to go? Do you know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that God got something for you, and you can't let nobody take what God got for you. God got something special for you, and you can't let nobody take the way that God want you to go and what God got for you. This morning is the morning for you to say, all is well. Claim your healing. Claim your joy. Claim your work with God. Because God got a job for you. It might not be the job that you're looking for, but he's saying, I got something special for you, and you got to get it. And you have to understand that God has already made vision for you to be successful. God has already opened up that door for you to be successful. Now, when Mary reading the Lord is my, that was David, a man after God's own heart. But David fell into a little sin. So David had to repent, fall into his faith, and let people know the Lord is my shepherd. Though I fail, but I'm going to still hold on to God. And David come with the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. A lot of people, I'm going to say that, that psalms that they read every day, they didn't have no hospitals back then. They didn't, you couldn't go to the medical emergency center. The emergency center back then was your grandmother. The medical center then was somebody, some women praying for you in the church to heal you from cancer, to heal you from what's going on, because they didn't have nowhere else. So we have come to the level now where we know the Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. We're getting ready to go into a year of turmoil, a year of evil, and a year of people looking for a breakthrough. That's what we're getting ready to go into. And once we go into that, we're going to break down the stronghold of the devil. So you got to get ready for God to tell you to another level, for God to open up that door for you, for you to get ready to know that God is a healer and he will tell you through. See, when David made up his mind, he had to fall on his face. And some of you don't want to say nothing to God. Some of y'all don't want to speak truth to God. Some of you don't want to repent. But you got to repent that God is God. God don't do anything. There's no failure in God. So if there's no failure in God, you got to worry about God doing something special for you and open up a door for you. Because God can do anything but fail. So when Moses got to the bottom of the mountain and seen the burning bush, he had to say that he didn't want to do that, so he didn't want this to happen, so he let that go ahead on. So after that go ahead on, he went somewhere else. So after he went somewhere else, that was a breakthrough. And I want to tell you, there are always a breakthrough for people that want God to do something for them. That's a breakthrough. So when God said, take your shoes off, when you stand on higher ground, holy ground, and
when he did that, he fell on his face. And God dealt with God telling you this morning, all is well. Things going to be all right. Doors going to open up for you. And in spite of God is still. That's when I said read the 23rd number of Psalms. Because when you read it, it's a blessing for you. When you read it, it's a breakthrough. So when I tell you to read it, you get ready for God to do something special for you in your home with your family. Sometimes you can't do nothing but wait on God to open up that door for you. He'll do it every time. God will do it. See, one of the things is, today, I want to say this, young. Lies. You got a prayer gift, a bite of extra and have lies. And people is buying into the lie. If you buy into the lie, you buy into the devil. You buy into hate and witchcraft and all of that. A liar should not tarry in God's eyesight. A liar should not tarry in God's eyesight. That's the Bible. So when you got at the top of the chain, top of the president lie and hold on to the lie, you got people buying into the lie now. They go on voting saying, the problem is that what's going on is the problem is that we need, the gas needs to go down because the people that run the gas is getting rich. And then the pills, the problem, everybody getting rich, people getting rich, and the poor, the working class people are losing. And that's been the problem. With you know, husband and wife breaking up, children all upset, death, killing going on, murder, because the rich getting rich and the poor get poor. But this happened in Egypt. It happened in Egypt. So God told Moses, Moses, I want to tell you, I got a job for you. Moses means water because he was drawn out the water. He's supposed to have been killed, but the angels watched over him. The God and angels watched over him all through his life. He was educated in Egypt, so he's very educated. So he knows their way. And he walked through the desert, so he learned all about all the snakes, all the animals. He learned about that when he got to Mount Sinai. He took his shoes off, so God endowed him with the Holy Ghost to take his shoes off to grant him the Holy. Now, God told him that the ground was holy, he was on holy ground. So he could have never got there if God didn't see he want a work for him. The assignment was go back and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. We're talking about God gave him a mission. God gave him assignment. His assignment was to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. The assignment for you and me this morning, know the truth, speak the truth, let people know that we speaking the truth, and let people know that the truth will break down barriers that been covered up. So when you speak the truth, somebody will come and listen to you. A lie cannot last always. And then once you understand, the truth will come out. When Moses told Pharaoh, let my people go, Pharaoh was like, I ain't letting no people go. They ain't your people. They're my people. But God gave Moses all the tools he needs. Whatever you say, it's going to be. And when the plague started coming and everywhere started coming, they got it and they dealt with it. Because the plague come and they got it quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's right. And I want to tell you, God got a blessing with your name on it. Psalms 91, and I'm looking at Psalms 37, and I want you to get ready for this one. People going to vote, you know what they're voting for. They say, well, I'm going to vote, and they debating, lying back and forth, Democrat and Republican, if they have did what they're supposed to do. Right now, you got killings in school. Here's a boy shoot all them people down in North Carolina right down now. And he had assault right. He's 15 years old. What are you doing with assault right? Because Congress have made money by selling them guns in America. They Congress have made money to let dope flip, dope come through the neighborhood, come through. And so we got a community full of drugs, pills. More people die not with gunshots, with OD, but they keep that, they pray up the shooting, but all the killings, the murder of the old, of the drugs, the pharmaceutical company making big money, the gas company making big money. They're making big money off of poor people. The wages ain't going up, and what needs to be done, somebody needs to speak out and let them know that they got to give back all the money. You get gas $5 a gallon, $8, $9 a gallon. How can you go to work? Because the money that you make at work is going to be paid for the gas bill. Then the gas at home, and then the food is going up. So who's making the money? With all the people paying all this money for gas, one place they had $5.40, one place they had $6. Up in California, I think it's $8, $9 a gallon. Who making the money? I mean, where is all this money going they get from the poor people? They get from the working class of people. You buy one pill, costs $15. Some pills cost three pills for $25. You know, where all this money going? Who, and that my thing is, where the money going? Who taking on it? Moses told Pharaoh, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, no. God got busy. The flood came. All the plagues came. So he had to understand. Then death came. Abaddon, the death angel, rolled through there, killed a lot of people, and told them that I'll let the people go. And right now, people have worked, ancestors have worked. We ain't got no reparation. We still looking for something. And the government's still sending money over across the sea to fight a fight that we know nothing about. We gonna support the fight. But what about the fight of hunger, the fight of joblessness, the fight of food? And what about all that's going on here that we got to understand that we fight the fight? So it's important to understand that we're in a situation now where we need help. We need help.
Rise.
I'm going to tell you, every time you need me to work out, Brother Joe, give me a call. I got something to tell you. I want to tell you, Brother Raymond, give me a call. God bless you. I'm talking about the men that I want to call me today. Give me a call. I want to tell you, God is able to tell you to the next level. And I want to tell you, Pearl, it's all in divine order. So you don't worry. God go up doors for you, and things going to work out for you. I want to know, Pearl, do you have a testimony this morning? And I want to ask Mary, do she have a testimony this morning? Sometimes, you know, you have to understand God has already given you a testimony. And sometimes you have to share it with people. When you share it with somebody, you help somebody. See, the story that you give, it might help somebody else. And that you need to just let them listen to what they have to say to you. And I want to say to you, we're going into this year. It's been a trying year of things happening with sickness, COVID, and all of that. And the generation of curses been going on. You know, we are now, if you got a need plan C, go to my website, blessedseedabrahamyourwebsite.com. And then I told you that was in the revival to write the send seven things that you want, mail it to my post office box 28909 7 Chicago, Illinois 60628. Now you have to do it because you feel it. If you don't feel it, don't do it. Let God give you a pathway. See, Moses had to obey God. Daniel had to obey God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to obey God. See, some of you think you have to obey what God give you. You can't get it on. You can't Google that. I'm gonna Google what God. No, it ain't happening. It's a personal relationship with God, and God will give you what He wants you to do. He didn't Google Moses. He didn't Google Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He went to them and told them what He wanted them to do. And God will do the same thing for you. But you got to let go and let God. Some of you still are holding on to nothing. What I can make by myself, you can't do it by yourself. I'm going to tell you, you can't do it by yourself. You got to have help. Can nobody help you but the Almighty God. And when God helps you, it's a breakthrough. And when God helps you, that's a breakthrough in your life. I want you to do that for God to give you a breakthrough, for God to give you a healing, and give you a deliverance. Sometimes you got to let God do it for you. Praise Him this morning. Wherever you might be, praise Him. Thank you.
When you call his name, something on the inside takes place. And you call his name, and when you call his name, something happens. Francis, I'm praying for you right down in New Orleans. Lisa, give me a call. Mother Francis, God bless you. Bright Star, God bless you. Every love and telephone call. Praise his name. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.